أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر في الكتاب إبراهيم إنه كان صديقا نبيا إذ قال لأبيه يا أبت لم تعبد ما لا يسمع ولا يبصر ولا يغني عنك شيئا يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah 41 to 43 of Surah Maryam. And as we will judge, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now changes and speaks about the incident, the qissa of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Wadhkur fil kitabi Ibrahim, and remember and mention in the kitab, in the Quran or in the surah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Historically, we will all know that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had preceded and had come before Sayyidina Zakariya and Yahya, and also Sayyida Maryam and Isa alayhimus salatu wassalam. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about them first, and now Allah ta'ala speaks about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. The relationship between these incidents and these ayats and verses is that first Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about a very pious Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam, that throbbed for a son to continue the work of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala spoke about Sayyida Maryam, that had no inclination for a child, no desire, she was unmarried. But miraculously Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted her Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and mankind in their naivety began to worship Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, a human. The people of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, they worshipped inanimate objects, mostly idols that were carved out of wood, and some may have been out of stone. But the other important aspect is that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had challenges, and he had challenges in his own home from his own father. And this is that aspect and the part of the incident of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala narrates and Allah ta'ala mentions over here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us there was a pious father who Allah ta'ala had granted a pious son, a pious mother whom Allah ta'ala had granted a pious son. Now a pious son, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, needs to deal with a father who was a mushrik, an idolater, a kafir, a disbeliever in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in here Allah ta'ala shows us and leaves us many, many lessons. Hence Allah ta'ala says, wadhkur fil kitabi Ibrahim, and remember and mention Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam in the kitab. In Surah Shu'ara, watlu alayhim naba'a Ibrahim, and relate and make tilawat of the information of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. This name Ibrahim appears 69 times in the Quran, in 63 verses, spanning over 25 surahs of the Quran, and each time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the different aspects of the rich life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Every aspect of his life leaves a very, very important lesson for this ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The name Ibrahim is actually in Hebrew Abraham, which actually meant the father of nations. Allah says, innahu kana siddiqan nabiyya. Certainly he, Ibrahim alayhi salam, was a siddiq. In other words, an absolute truthful slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This term siddiq is not that just a person speaks the truth, but siddiq is that person whose aqidah and belief is 100% according to the commandments of Allah in every aspect, in every respect. Number two, his ibadat is only for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number three, his character, his behavior is according to the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then ulama have written that the inner, the heart and the outer, in other words, the physical body and the body language and the ibadat, all of it is conforming to each other. Sometimes we have an incident or the case of a person outwardly seems to be very obedient to Allah, but in the heart the aqidah is incorrect, in the heart the intention may be incorrect, but this is not a siddiq. A siddiq, the inner is absolutely dedicated to Allah, and the outer is the true reflection of the inner. Nabiya, and he was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala narrates the one aspect of the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, and that is the aspect of his da'wat, his invitation to his father. In other words, his greatest challenge was that he was born in a home in which not only they were idolaters, his father was not only an idolater, but his father was one who would manufacture the idols, venerate the idols, and his home, the home of his father, was in actual fact the very center of idol worship. As a matter of fact, his father in Surah Al-An'am, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives his name as Azar. Azar, when you look at it, there's two aspects to the name Azar. Azar, one aspect is, it was the name of an idol, and because he was so obsessed with that idol, they began to call him also Azar, and when we translate it, Azar means the lover of idols. So in the house of the lover of idols, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought Khalilullah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, the one who was the lover and the friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this Khalil of Allah, how he addresses the lover of the idols, it leaves us a lesson, especially when we are in the field of da'wat or we want to invite anyone. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِي, and that time is worthy of remembrance when he said to his father, يَا أَبَتِي, O my beloved father. This shows that love that he had for his father, the respect that he had for his father, all of that was not lost despite the fact that the father was an idolater. لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعْ. Why do you worship that thing that cannot hear? It cannot hear anything. It cannot hear anyone. When you pray to it and you ask from it, it cannot hear you. You praise it, it cannot hear you. وَلَا يُبَصِرْ, and neither can it see. It cannot see in any case, anyone else, anything else. And when you worshipping it cannot see you, it cannot acknowledge you, it cannot give you what you want. وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا, and it does not avail you in anything whatsoever. In other words, it is a lost cause. In other words, it is a futile activity, and you should be worshipping Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is the all-seeing. Allah is the all-hearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the all-sustaining. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.